For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The car fire in Redding, California has claimed at least six lives and destroyed hundreds of buildings. Nearly 40,000 people are still evacuated, and they're waiting to find out when they can return home. CAL FIRE Incident Commander Brett Govea is urging residents to be patient.
Those areas in and around the city of Redding that are undamaged, that were precautionary, that we took everybody out based on the fire behavior that we saw, as we were being very conservative, you're going to see those repopulating very soon.
Firefighters have had their share of challenges fighting the blaze, including hot weather, steep terrain, and having to ground their own planes because of drones.
We ask that you please refrain from flying drones over the fire.
Also, a second firefighter has been killed fighting the massive fire near Yosemite National Park. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A man who might be infected with the Ebola virus is being treated in isolation in a Denver hospital. Dr. Connie Price says they expect test results in the case soon.
The patient in question had reported being in an area of the Congo on a medical missionary trip, but he was in a location where the Ebola outbreak had recently been officially declared over, with no cases reported for at least 45 days.
It looks like gas prices are dropping just a bit. The average price for a gallon of regular grade gas in the United States fell 3 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.91. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
It's 59 cents over what it was a year ago. It will probably not continue dropping, except perhaps for a very small amount, because gasoline prices are following crude oil, which is in sort of an inertia band, not rising greatly up or down.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Secretary of the Treasury is bragging about the great numbers in the latest report on the U.S. economy. And USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
I think we're well on this path for several years.
On Friday, the government reported that the U.S. economy expanded at an annualized rate of 4.1% in the year's second quarter, the fastest pace in almost 4 years. On Sunday, Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says,
So I don't think this is a 1 or 2 year phenomenon. I think we definitely are in a period of 4 or 5 years of sustained 3% growth, at least.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. The GDP growth in the second quarter was powered by consumer and government spending. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Many women that attended this weekend's Dallas Bridal Show were saying yes to the dress. With more on the story, here's John Clements.
Thousands attend the Dallas Bridal Show, which is a one-stop shop for all things wedding-related. The one catching most of the attention was a $2 million wedding dress. Naomi Butler, owner of the Dallas Bridal Show, describes the $2 million wedding dress.
The bodice having $2 million worth of diamonds that are on the bodice itself. It goes from the front to the back on the arms in a few layers, kind of like a sleeve of diamonds.
The wedding dress even comes with its own security detail. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.